Matias Anguita went on his first run when he was 25 years old. 17 years later, he's become Chile's most famous ultramarathoner. In 2014, he set a world record by running from Chile's northernmost deserts to its southern, nearly Antarctic tip in only 63 days. Eilish O'Neill caught up with him in Chile to find out what motivated him to run the country's entire length.
From New Year's Day until early March in 2014, Matias Anguita ran two marathons every single day. One at 6 in the morning and, after lunch and a nap, a second at 5 in the evening. He lived in an RV with a physical therapist, a driver, and an administrative assistant. And a police escort accompanied him as he ran along Highway 5, the freeway that snakes 2,500 miles down Chile's entire length. Early in his journey, he came upon a father and son while running in Chile's northern deserts.
He was with this kid getting water from an underground spring of mineral water. And I tried the water, and it was like bubbly mineral water, and I thought, if I'd gone by in a car, I would never have tried this. I would never have seen this.
It wasn't always easy, of course. The Atacama Desert in northern Chile is not only hot, average highs in the summer are in the mid-70s. It's also one of the driest places in the world. It seemed to stretch on and on, Anguita says.
It's very monotonous. It's very monotonous because where the freeway goes, everything looks exactly the same on both sides. It's flat. It's just sand. And the cities are really far apart from each other.
6 weeks into the trip, Anguita nearly gave up. He was on Chiloé, a rainy island in southern Chile.
I had been tired for a while of moving around so much, of traveling so much. And that morning we had wanted to do our laundry, but we found out that the laundromat wouldn't open till the afternoon. And in the afternoon, we weren't going to be in Chiloé anymore. And that basically made me have a breakdown. I said, how is it that we can't even do laundry?
At that moment, even though it was a weekday and Anguita was far from the nearest city, three people came running up to join him for a few miles.
And they'd come quite a distance to run with me, and so I said, if these people woke up early and came to run with me, then I'm doing something right. So that was what helped keep me going.
In May, Anguita went for a jog on the Cerro San Cristobal, a spur of the Andes that juts out into Santiago, Chile's capital city. He took a break amidst the hill's eucalyptus and Chilean palms to reflect on how his journey had changed him.
For 2 months, I was focused on only one thing, running. That's when I realized that one gets caught up in things that don't matter, like having a nicer car or having a bigger house. And in the 2 months during which all I did was run, I realized that I didn't need anything else.
Anguita, who's now 42, once smoked 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day, until 17 years ago, he decided to give up smoking and start running. Since exercise helps him keep away from tobacco, he hopes it can do the same for others. Maria Teresa Valenzuela, a public health researcher at the University of Chile, says smoking is a serious problem in Chile.
About 40% of Chileans over 15 years old smoke, and what worries us the most is that we hold the world record for the most young girls who smoke. About 39% of 13 to 15-year-old girls smoke.
By comparison, only 18% of people in the U.S. smoke, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Valenzuela says limiting tobacco use in public spaces, outlawing tobacco advertisements on television, and taxing cigarettes are important measures in order to reduce tobacco use. She adds that positive role models can help change the country's smoking culture and counter the sway that tobacco company advertisers have over young people.
Athletes and artists can have an impact on young people, especially on young people who haven't started to smoke yet. And in that way, it seems fundamental to me that we have public figures who say that not smoking is a much better, much more valued behavior than smoking with one's friends.
Back on the Cerro San Cristobal, Anguita says he hopes his trip contributed to the fight against tobacco in Chile.
There was one man who had led the same life as I had. He smoked a lot and was sedentary. His children gave him a present, a report about me, about how I had smoked a lot and then I had started to run and changed my life around. The next day he did exactly what I had done. He bought himself some shoes and he started running. And then when I went by La Serena, he was waiting for me with his son. He told me the story, and he ran 10 kilometers with me.
According to Anguita, his story has a clear moral.
If I could change my life, anyone can. I used to smoke 3 packs a day, so anyone can give up smoking.
For his next challenge, Anguita plans to run from Buenos Aires to Valparaíso, Chile, from the Atlantic, over the Andes, and to the Pacific, in March. For Only a Game, I'm Alicia O'Neill.